Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
And it's Elena.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime.
Yeah.
We've got a ghost in the house. We're not in the studio today.
Nope.
Because they're painting. No comment on how that's going. Let's talk about the deer with the sheet over his face.
Hank has become a ghost.
He has. And I really dig it.
Yeah. We Chase knew that you would appreciate that.
I really love it. It's so funny because like Hazel will be like, such and such at school said ghosts were real. Are they real? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, such and such said aliens were real. Are they real? And I'm like, yeah.
You're speaking to the right person. I'm like, let me tell you.
Some people don't believe in aliens.
Right.
Just like some people don't believe in Santa or God. You know, like people have all different beliefs.
Right.
But you can run and tell that your mama said aliens are real. And goes, anyway, it was just funny. Yeah. Am I doing the right thing? I don't know. I got you a present.
What?
Okay.
Oh, I like presents.
You don't know how hard it was to keep these from a certain person in my household.
Oh.
I think you know who I'm talking
about. I do. Daniel, back off.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So I got these Warhead sour caramel apple oozy chews.
My mouth is watering.
So I thought we could try one.
Okay.
And I'm going to, of course, I'll edit out our chewing. But here's a little package ASMR for you. Ooh, they smell good. Me and Lena love the caramel apple lollipops.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take one.
Oh, they're like straws. Like sour straws.
They kind of look like sour straws. Oh. Sorry. Are you ready?
Okay. Savor it. So it tastes like a green sour straw.
Sour apple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
Right.
With a very light hint of caramel.
Mm-hmm.
There's like caramel stuff in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. It's okay. It's not the lollipops.
No, I'd rather have that, which I do have some in my pantry. I'll give you one.
I also brought candy corns because I don't feel like I've Octobered enough.
Okay. I will not partake in that. I mean,
you don't like candy corns?
Look, listen, there's two types of people in this world. There's you and me.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, man.
Candy corn people and not candy corn people. Okay.
And I was going to even ask you how you eat your candy corns.
No, I don't.
Like if you eat the white tip first and then the middle bit and then the last bit, or if you just all in one.
I just don't.
Mm-hmm. you avoid
I
at
do.
All costs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. We're back. That was great. We'll see you again sometime. Bye.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
Well, the case I have for you today is a really sad case. Gosh, just from beginning to end, it's just Sad. Aww. Just sad on all counts. So let's jump right into the day.
Okay.
Around 1:45 in the afternoon on October 29th, 2022, police responded to a call from 27-year-old Isaac Apodaca. Apodaca? Onomatopoeia? Wikipedia? Who cares?
One of those. Okay.
He said his girlfriend, Kiara McCulley, had gravely stabbed someone. So the police pull up to the 5,000 block of Jaguar Drive in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yes, we're going back to New Mexico, guys.
Couldn't get enough.
It was a very New Mexico-looking house. You know, really brownish, orangish, reddish.
Okay.
Dirt color.
Desert.
Yeah, very deserty. A second call to 911 had come in before they got there from a woman claiming to be Isaac's mom to report the crime as well. Now, as police approached the back fence, they saw a girl run from the backyard into the house. And they're like, okay. So they make their way to the backyard, guns drawn, because they're like, why is she running? Like, what's going on? And they go through this back fence and they kick in this back door. It is like a French door.
Oh.
And it's got all these mullions on it, like the grids, you know?
Okay.
I only know the word mullions because I just ordered windows a couple months ago.
Oh, you're just in the know.
In the know. So it's funny because they're kicking in this door and it's not really breaking. It's like bending.
Okay.
Like bending inward. It's really awkward because through the glass, you can see a woman standing on the other side of the glass. And she's like, what are you doing? They're kicking in this door. They're like, get back, get back. Oh, and they're kicking in her door.
And she's just standing there like,
Yeah. So Lonnie McCulley, this homeowner, asks, what are you doing? Why are you kicking in my door? The scene is just chaos. Okay. I encourage you when you're done listening to this episode to just go watch the body cam footage. Mm. It's like a circus. Okay. You've got crap all over this backyard. There's like crates and old windows and old wooden boards propped up against the house. There's just crap all over the yard. Mm. There's a dog in the backyard that's barking at the police. And
oh, no.
Of course, the neighbor's dog is barking at this dog. It's just a circus. Police in the body cam footage can be heard telling her why they're there. They're responding to the call of a stabbing. There's a victim in the garage, which turns out to be the detached building right behind them.
Oh.
So.
And she had no clue.
Well, Lena, it doesn't even seem to register to her at this point either, because she doesn't have much of a reaction to them telling her that there's someone injured in her garage.
Oh.
Right. Then, from between the piles of towers of crap on the inside of the house.
Oh, no.
Emerges Kiara McCulley.
The one that was accused of stabbing. Okay.
And the police are like, okay, who's Isaac's girlfriend? And she says, me. And Lonnie said, this is my daughter. She just got out of the shower. Like, what could you need with her? Like, and then she also described Isaac as her son or her soon-to-be son-in-law.
Okay.
So they repeated, we need to get in the garage. And they start towards the garage. Well, here comes Lonnie walking alongside him. He's saying, no. He goes, you stay here. And she's like, well, my cats are in there. And the officer's like,
how many cats do you have?
Okay, you can't go in there though. Like,
yeah.
And he approached the door and it was locked. So he asked her to go get a key. She did. And she comes back. When he opens the garage, he immediately sees the victim right there by the door, Grace Jennings. And whatever the officer sees at that moment, he does not rush to her aid.
Oh,
he can tell she's dead.
Oh, no.
Now, the body cam footage of this revelation hardly has any blur on it because, like the backyard and like the house, this garage is just another holding area for piles of garbage.
Mm.
You can just about make out where the bed is in the middle of the room because this garage was Kiara and Isaac's bedroom.
Oh, okay.
So there's like this bed in the middle of the room, but you can only get to it by crawling over piles of crap.
Oh, man.
Right. The one thing he can see clearly, though, is a nearly 3-foot bloody sword near the door.
What?
Yes. Now, Kiara is handcuffed, and her mom is like, did y'all get in a fight? What happened? And she's confused as to why her daughter's being detained. Still not picking up on the seriousness of the situation, okay?
Right, you have a dead woman in
It's like she hasn't been listening to anything that the police have been saying. Kiara's like, well, I don't have shoes on. Can I get my shoes on? And so they cuff her and sit her down in a chair. And her mom goes to get her some shoes. Her mom's untying the shoes, you know, putting them on her feet like she's
taking her
child.
Time.
Yeah, oh. She's taking her time, casual.
Like so nonchalant.
Exactly. Which shows that she's still, even though her daughter's sitting there handcuffed, they're like, we need to get in your garage. There's someone in there injured.
Right.
She's still oblivious to the gravity of what is happening at her home.
Was she on medication?
I don't know. Now, listen, this is the woman that reared Kiara. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Taught her the ways of the world.
Sure,
and it shows.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. It isn't until the mom mentions again that she wants to go in the garage and get her cats that the officer is like, ma'am, there is a deceased individual in your garage. And she goes, Kiara. Like, that's about all she can
what? Get out. I'm so confused.
She goes, Kiara, as they're leading her out the gate into the patrol car. Like, she just...
I feel like she's on medication.
I don't know. Her daughter's a dumb one, too.
Okay.
So, while this is going on at Kiara's house, a unit was looking for Isaac, okay? It didn't take long for them to find him because he just walked down the street to a cell phone store.
Okay.
So they find him standing near the front door in what I can only describe as pajamas covered in cat hair.
Oh, covered in cat hair.
Uh-huh.
How many cats were there?
There must have been 17. this guy is such a clown.
Oh, well,
okay.
No.
Police detain him and put him in the patrol car. He wasn't under arrest or anything. They just wanted to get a story real quick while
because he's the one that called.
Exactly. Thank you. He called the murder in and he goes for a walk.
To a cell phone store?
They're wondering why he left the scene.
I'm wondering why.
All right. So he's sitting there in the car and he's like, I'm freaking out. I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
Well, okay.
He said he entered the garage and saw Kiara there with the victim on the floor. And Kiara said, I just did it. So they've got these two imbeciles. Okay. Mm. Kiara and Isaac were en route to the police station to be formally questioned. Because maybe if we sit these people down at a table, this will all make sense somehow. Well, detectives and CSI are back at the crime scene taking photos. They're collecting evidence and whatnot when a white car pulls up on the side of the house. The house, meaning Kiara's house, where the deceased individual is.
Okay.
A woman exits the car and is met by officers who are like, hi, can we help you? And she said, I'm here to pick up my daughter, Grace.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I've got chills.
It made, when I was watching that video, I was not expecting it. Just like the officers were not expecting it.
Oh my God.
And it made me feel physically sick. Physically sick.
Because nobody They probably didn't know who to call at that point. And then,
well, she was there. No one called her.
I know, but like that, before she arrived, like, right.
And so that's the thing, is the officer said, "Who called you?"
Right.
And she said, "No one called me.
Just coming
I'm here
to pick
her up."
Oh,
so
my
I can't even imagine what's going through this officer's head. Right. You can tell he was absolutely speechless. So her mom's like, "Well, is she in there? Is my daughter in there?" And she's pointing to this wooden privacy fence that she just parked next to, that's got crime scene tape draped over the front of it that she cannot see.
Mm.
And he won't tell her anything.
How do you just drop that?
And I think he's not telling her anything because he genuinely doesn't know what to say. Like, he's trying to figure out what he can say.
Right.
And what he cannot say. So he just keeps like saying, "Okay, give me just a minute." Another officer comes out, and now she's like, "What's going on?"
Oh,
she keeps asking the same questions. Is she okay? Is my daughter okay? And because these two men will not tell her what's going on, she starts freaking out.
Yeah.
And Lord Jesus, I'd be climbing that fence.
Yeah.
So they tell her, you know, like, "We need you to come down to the station so we can get some questions answered, blah, blah, blah."
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Once they get her down to the station, they told her probably the hardest thing you'd ever have to tell a parent.
Could you imagine the drive to the station? Like,
I always think of that. You know, like in cases where their college student is missing and they literally drive 6 hours.
Yes.
I always think about the drive.
Like, where does your mind go?
Do you listen to music? Do you not? Like, do you sit in silence? Do you talk? Do you, like,
probably
what do
all
you
of
even
the things.
Do? I can't imagine those moments.
Mm-mm.
But they told her that her child was deceased. And she screamed. She moaned. She writhed in pain. And she said, "They shot her?" And because this poor woman's mind is thinking like, oh, maybe a gunshot, maybe an accident. I don't know what she was thinking at that time, but your mind goes to something common,
right?
You think of the most easy way someone could die,
right?
But the truth was far more gruesome than anyone could imagine, could imagine in her most terrifying nightmares. Grace suffered several sharp force wounds. One of her ears was cut off, and there was evidence that the murderer tried to decapitate her.
With this sword.
Grace had just celebrated her 21st birthday a couple months before her life was abruptly taken.
It's not right.
Just so sad. I want to tell you about what I know about Grace, because her killers would have us believe that she was a mess. When you look at a picture of Grace, she looks really familiar, you know? And I think that's because she's the modern girl next door. We used to refer to the girl next door as like some, you know, straight A, like, you know, but she's like got a side of her head shaved.
Okay.
You know, blue hair. A
little edgy.
A little edgy. And I'm like, that is the girl next door, right?
Right.
That's someone we would have all known, or someone that we would have been friends with, or she looks like a friend that we may have.
Yeah.
Grace Amanda Rose Jennings was born August 22nd, 2001.
So young.
She attended Kearney Elementary and Santa Fe High School, but never graduated.
Hmm.
I don't know much about that. She's described as imaginative, and she had a mind full of goals. She really loved her family, and she got along with everyone to a fault. That August, she celebrated her 21st birthday at Meow Wolf with her family. She posted on Facebook, "My birthday this year was the best I had in a long time.
Aww.
It was amazing. It was an amazing day, which ended with a beautiful gesture." And that beautiful gesture was that she got engaged to her boyfriend that she'd been dating for 2 months.
Oh, that's
Jackson quick. Jackson Sparks.
Okay.
Jackson said that Grace moved in with him like right when they started dating because she had been kind of couch surfing with friends at the time. So it just made sense that she would stay with him.
Right.
You know, they were dating and it just made sense. And they just fell in love really quickly. She'd wake up every morning as he was getting ready for work and kiss him goodbye. And he told the Santa Fe New Mexican that he knew they were young. Like, he was not under any illusion that they weren't being crazy.
Yeah. He just said it felt right.
He said, "I treated her like my wife. Aww. I wanted to be there for her. I wanted to give her the love she deserved."
Aww.
And he said that when he would leave the apartment for work, she would be standing up in the window waving to him saying, "I love you."
Oh.
And he would shout right back that he loved her. Before her death, though, Grace and her fiance had a disagreement. "I don't know what about. There's so much mystery to her life, really." So she went to stay with friends. Those friends killed her.
Okay.
He regrets that he didn't reach out to her sooner, like make amends, get her back home to his house or his apartment. And I wish I could tell you more about Grace's life. Her obituary is blank.
I hate that.
And her find a grave site lists one sentence.
No.
It says, quote, "Killed with a sword by Kiara McCulley."
I mean,
end quote.
Can we be a little more sympathetic?
I don't think I've ever seen such little effort.
Yeah, she deserves.
For one of our victims, like, ever before.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's something written about.
I mean, I've seen find a grave things that tell the story of how they died, but that's.
To not even say when she was born, you know, like what was her favorite color, like.
Okay.
Missed by that's her friends and family. I mean, of course I'm, you know, speculating here, but maybe she didn't have a secure attachment with her family. Maybe that's why she was couch surfing with friends.
Okay.
And staying at her family's house. If they hear this episode, I certainly would not want to offend them or make them feel bad, hurt their feelings in any way, of course.
Right.
But I owe it to Grace to recognize that
she was a person.
She did not have the support she needed during that time in her life. During her last days on Earth, it seems like she was floating around. Like,
so her mom was coming to pick her up.
Right.
So she still had a relationship with her mom.
Right. Right.
So, and maybe she called her mom to say, "Hey, we're fighting here. I need."
Okay. So that's interesting that you say that, and we'll get into it.
Okay.
We'll touch on that in a bit. Whatever the dynamic was with her and her family, it seems like Grace was just trying to figure things out on her own. And she deserved to live another day and figure it out. In my research for more information about Grace, I came across a Grace Jennings in New Mexico who was an attorney.
Oh.
And it hit me in a really unexpected way when I saw that pop up. It wasn't like, oh, that's not who I'm looking for. It was more of like, that could have been her.
Oh.
Like, she could have been an attorney if she wanted to. I also came across a Grace Jennings who was a pre-doctoral student. And I was like, that could have been her.
Yeah. So much potential.
And it sounded like she had a lot of ideas and a lot of ambition.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't have someone guiding her into how to do it. How to put it into action and put it into motion and get there.
Right.
So what the heck happened? You have this sleepover turned deadly. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Well, it's not all too common that we get extensive video footage of interrogations in our cases. Sometimes we'll have like a clip that mm-hmm. will basically summarize, like, it'll be the smoking gun or where they confess or right. the wild thing they say that nobody can. But it seemed to me that all the news outlets that reported on this case just posted the entire interrogation because you can't really summarize stupid. Have you ever tried?
I tried. Yeah.
And I'm going to sound stupid.
Okay.
Trying to. Okay.
I'm ready to figure it out.
So right out of the gate, Isaac, in his interrogation, tells detectives that he walks into the garage after Kiara killed Grace and he was stunned.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Kiara had multiple weapons at her disposal. She had the dagger and a sword and another knife. And he drew all these weapons out on a blank piece of paper. He described seeing Grace bleeding from the neck, the leg, the stomach, and that her ear was cut off. He explained that there was some bad blood between Grace and Kiara because they had dated a couple years ago.
Okay.
As in Kiara and Grace had gotcha. Dated.
Okay.
And it didn't end well, apparently. And he wasn't sure what exactly happened that morning that would have led to this. Oh, and by the way, Isaac said he also dated Grace at one point as well.
Tangled webs.
Tangled indeed. Now, after a quick potty break, the detective asks to see Isaac's phone. And by George, he unlocked it and handed it to him.
Oh, here you go.
Knowing full well what that detective was going to read.
No way.
Or maybe this guy is just that stupid that he thought he could explain away every single thing in those messages. So here's how that went. Text messages and Instagram chats between Isaac and Kiara and between Isaac and Grace from the night before and the morning of were found on his phone. So Isaac had messages with Grace
okay.
on Instagram that morning when all three people, Kiara, Isaac, and Grace, were all laying in the bed next to each other. Okay, just let me just preface all of this by saying that Isaac said nothing sexual happened.
Okay.
I don't think anything sexual happened. I don't think it was that kind of visit. I think she just felt like they were friends.
Needed a place to stay.
She just needed a place to stay.
And that's what they had.
And they had a small little place to stay.
Yeah.
In a pile of crap.
Yeah.
So let's just get that over with because I know what everyone's thinking. Now, Isaac was messaging Grace saying that Kiara was mad that Grace was there.
Okay.
And she was going to kick him out. Like, Kiara was going to kick Isaac out for, you know,
agreeing to have her there?
For having her over.
Okay.
I'm not sure, and this is kind of to your point, Lena, I'm not sure at this point if Grace texts her mom.
Okay.
Because she's like, oh, I know Kiara, and she's cuckoo bananas, yeah. and I better get out of here.
She's capable of some things.
Right. I don't want to piss her off.
Right.
Or if she had already arranged
okay.
to have her mom pick her up at a certain time.
Right.
That part is unclear. But in the messages, Grace responds and says, well, my mom's on her way to come get me. So, like, I won't be here for much longer. So the messages between Isaac and Kiara were very clear okay. and incriminating. The detective would read a text out loud. Here's one. Quote, I just want you to do it so you can feel the rush of adrenaline, end quote. This is from Isaac to Kiara.
Oh, my gosh.
The detective said, what do you want her to do so she can feel the rush of adrenaline? And Isaac would pause and kind of stare at this detective like he had done a little poo-poo in his pants. And he was like, Maybe if I just stare at him, he won't know. And then he said, I was telling her to go to sleep.
Yeah, you'll get an adrenaline rush.
And the detective goes, you told her to go to sleep so she'd feel a rush of adrenaline?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Isaac, that makes no sense at all. So this goes on for a while. The detective reads a message that clearly is planning
insinuating
a murder and right. encouraging Kiara to murder wow. Grace. And he makes it sound like it's anything but
right. Of what course. It is.
At one point, he acts like he didn't even write some of the messages.
Oh.
He's saying that he has another phone and Kiara probably got that phone and was messaging his other phone on her phone. And so she had two phones and she's messaging herself back and okay. forth to make it look like.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now, it had gotten so out of hand and there was so much mud in the water that the detective was like, okay, would you like to start over? Like, it just had, he was just like, I'm going to go ahead and just, we can press reset right mm-hmm. now. Tell me something that's true.
Please.
Isaac said, okay, Kiara woke up in a bad mood. Apparently, she didn't mind them all sleeping in the same bed and hanging out and, you know, listening to music and talking the night before. But when the sun came up, Kiara decided that being in the same bed with her fiance and his ex, who also happens to be her ex, was a little too uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
that's a place you would never find me.
No, thank you.
However, when the detective turns back to the text messages in the wee hours of the morning before the sun came up, Isaac and Kiara were texting back and forth on how to kill Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac is telling her to do it already. Just get it done. And Kiara is saying, well, which weapon? Can you help me drive it in?
The one under the McDonald's wrappers?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
In the corner.
And when asked, what do you mean by this? He's like, oh, we're talking about Call of Duty there.
Sure.
And he's like, it's like, it's so random. It's just, everything means something else.
No. You're going to text this person, oh, get that weapon so you can.
Right.
No.
And y'all are laying in bed, not playing video games.
She's not going to look at her phone to see the text while she's playing Call of Duty.
She was in the bed with him.
Oh my gosh.
Not playing a video game. So another text message says, Isaac says, remember, you'll move up the ranks. Plus, you'll get perks in the black market since this is your first one.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So Isaac had no choice but to finally admit that there was a plan to kill Grace. But he lamented that it was not his idea.
Oh,
it was not his idea.
He's just encouraging it.
He said Kiara had been planning this for a while.
Okay.
Hours later, the same detectives go to question Kiara. She is a twit. She acts really tired. She's rubbing her eyes. She's acting confused as to why she's there. And then she begins telling the detective that she has dissociative identity disorder.
Okay.
She has DID, and she says that she's never been diagnosed with it, but she knows that she has multiple personalities. That I don't believe in DID. Like, I honestly don't believe in that condition. I don't think it's real. I don't think we can have multiple personalities. That would insinuate that we have separate cognitions, and that's not how the brain works. So
I don't know. I've seen some people who
definitely a personality disorder.
Personality. Okay. Okay.
Now here's something interesting. I have seen cases where there's like a person who starts speaking a whole different language. Like they start speaking a language they have no affiliation to, like Chinese, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's weird. They're fluent, immediately fluent, and I can't explain that.
I mean, I know someone that will be talking and they will start speaking in a different accent as a different person, but not a whole nother language. That's interesting.
It is really interesting. That I can't explain. I don't know how to explain that. But there's also a lot of supernatural things that I can't explain.
Right.
That I believe in. When I took abnormal psych in college, we had to do these presentations, these case studies. And a group of students had multiple personality disorder is what it used to be called. But it's now dissociative identity disorder. And I raised my hand and I said, do you believe that that's real? And they looked at me like I had three heads.
They're like, of course it's real.
Everyone in the class looked at me like I had three heads.
I mean, I feel like that's a legit question.
And then my professor said, well, I don't believe in it. And I was like, oh, you can't know how tight my butt cheeks were clenched.
Wow.
I felt so, I was like, oh. And she went on to say that in the scientific field, it's pretty 50-50.
Okay.
That, you know, scientists either believe that it's true or they don't.
Oh, that's really interesting.
It really is interesting. But there are some things that are just wild that you just can't explain. But do I believe that someone could have 25 people living in their brain? No, I do not.
Yeah, that's hard to understand.
It's hard to understand. Ghostly things, possessions, maybe, but their own personalities? No. Anyways, I'll get off of that tangent. So she's acting like she's got mental health issues right out of the gate.
Which it kind of is obvious that she has some kind of mental health issue.
It's obvious that she has a personality disorder. That much is clear. But
yeah, but she's putting on
on a show for sure. Oh, yeah. So she says that she even has names for some of her personalities. She says Abby is one. And I mean, you can tell she's making this stuff up.
Oh, wow.
She's like, and then the other one I haven't encountered in a while. So she asked detectives if Grace was dead. And he said, you don't know. And she said, well, I'm kind of hopeful she's dead, but I'm kind of confused.
Wow.
Then something interesting happened. She goes from being confused to remembering why she hated Grace.
Oh.
Kiara told the detectives that she was mad at Grace because Grace stood by and collected money from, quote, 16 or 17 males, end quote, as they took turns raping Kiara.
What?
Back in 2016.
So she was pimping her out.
What?
And do you have evidence of this?
So Kiara... They did check and they said that Kiara did report a sexual assault in 2020, not 2016.
Okay.
She alleged that this incident happened in 2016 and she claims that it was all on video. Where's the video?
Who has this video?
Yeah, I don't know. Unknown. So as the interview starts winding down, the detective tells Kiara that Grace is dead and she giggles. She giggles in the way that my youngest probably giggled when she won third place in the boxcar race a couple weeks ago.
So,
like I won for real? Like, there was a relief in her eyes when she heard that Grace was dead.
Like she was so proud of herself.
Right. She explained how she had dreamed of killing Grace in the past in all different types of ways. And she's like, I think I'm arrested because maybe one of my personalities killed Grace.
You think?
But I don't remember doing that.
Sure.
And I've got to say, she lied far more convincingly than her idiot boyfriend did. The way she phrased things seemed to be swaying the detective towards confusion. Like, he knew it was mostly BS. Does this girl really believe that she's got multiple personalities or is she lying just better than Isaac did.
Right.
So I think it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, Isaac and Kiara are arrested that day. Kiara initially spent some time at New Mexico Behavioral Health Institute because of her behavior in that interrogation room. There was question about her competency. Can she stand trial?
Right.
Like,
you have to ask.
Does she believe that someone else in her head did this and she doesn't remember
it? We need a professional to tell us.
But after some time, the following year, they said, you're fine. Get back in the game.
Mm-hmm. Get in there.
Water. Get in there. You're fine. Now, the trial for the pair was set for August 2023.
For the pair. So they were tried together.
So that, I think, was the plan.
Okay.
But it faced several delays. It was rescheduled for September 2024. The state crime lab was backlogged with DNA analysis.
Oh.
Parents, encourage your kids to be scientists.
Yeah.
We need some more hands in the lab. The prosecution was waiting on the DNA testing that they had submitted back in December of 2022.
Oh.
So
that shouldn't take that long.
Right. And we've talked about this before, how they can get backed up. But yeah. The state's lab was relocated to a different building. So that set everything
In the middle back. Of all of that.
In the middle of all of this. You know, they don't pick their cases. They don't go, oh, well, this really high profile case going on. The lab doesn't care. They're doing their job. And
as the case comes in.
Exactly. And so this was just one of those things where it just fell at a really bad time.
Oh, man.
Kiara's defense attorney was at this time in 2024 talking about a plea agreement. But Deputy DA Haley Murphy said, well, we're not doing anything until we get those DNA results back. Like,
hold on. Hold your horses.
She's like, I mean, and she was probably thinking that strengthens our leverage mm-hmm. in a plea deal situation, because whatever we have on her, you know, we're not just going to give it away. But because of the delay, the defense was voicing concern about their client's right to a speedy trial.
Oh.
This is interesting. So the state of New Mexico does not have a clear law when it comes to a person's right to a speedy trial.
Hmm.
Like, they don't have a cutoff date. The only guideline is for how long a case can be pending before the defendant can motion to dismiss. So for high profile cases, this complex, it's 18 months from when they were arrested.
Right.
So at the 18 month mark, that doesn't mean they're in violation of their right to a speedy trial. It just means that now they can motion to dismiss the case.
Okay.
And then it's up to a judge to say whether they think all the delays are valid or not, which I think is just so interesting.
Right.
Because that leaves it really subjective for a judge to decide.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't feel like protection for a defendant at all.
That's a very good point.
Anyway, I'm not going to live in New Mexico, but I'm also not going to kill anyone. So anyway, DNA testing seems like a reasonable holdup. So
I would agree.
I would imagine that if it had gotten to that point, that the judge would have upheld this, but Kiara did end up striking a plea deal. She pleaded guilty to second degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder, and she received 30 years.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Part of that agreement, I know, part of this agreement was that she was going to testify against Isaac.
Okay.
And that she would cooperate completely, tell the 100% truth.
But how do we know it's the truth?
That's the thing. You know, when they say, you have to tell us everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, the prosecution is still investigating. They're still gathering evidence. They're putting their case together for Isaac.
Okay.
So, and they're like, if we uncover something in our investigation, you will serve a life sentence if you're lying. If you lie to us, if you breach our agreement in any way, shape, or form.
I didn't realize they could go back and do that. Okay. Yes.
So there are stipulations with a plea agreement.
Okay.
It has to be agreed upon by both sides. And so she also received an additional 5 years for the use of a sword, which was an aggravating factor. That always interests me when they're like, oh, the aggravating factor is that you used a sword. And I'm like,
I got to find this law that says.
Well, I want to read more about New Mexico law, just in general. It's funny. I work for an attorney who's licensed in New Mexico, but he doesn't do criminal. But I'm going to talk to him about this. Now, Isaac ended up signing a plea agreement.
Oh.
But during a November hearing of last year, 2024, Isaac's attorney stood. Isaac was silent and said that he had changed his mind.
Oh.
So the judge ripped up the papers right there.
So dramatic.
I know. I love this judge. He's like, okay, you changed your mind. This was actually Isaac's second go at legal counsel because the first pair of attorneys he had, he eventually stopped talking to them.
Okay.
Altogether. Like he wouldn't meet with them. He wouldn't talk to
them.
He's
like, they're not helping me.
So they withdrew and they're like, well, I don't know what he was thinking, changing his mind on the plea agreement. Isaac's trial date was set for December of last year. So maybe as the date was fast approaching, he thought, I have a better chance of just pleading guilty or taking. I don't know what the agreement was that he agreed to. But then he changes his mind. I don't know.
Huh.
But December of last year came and went without a trial because his new lawyer said, I need some time to get acquainted with this case, being that this is all new to me. So he was just thrust into this position.
Yeah, because then at that point he could make an appeal for ineffective counsel.
Oh,
because,
there you go.
I mean,
exactly. Ugh. Exactly. So he's trying to, this poor guy, I don't know if he's a public defender or what, but the poor guy, he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah.
So Kiara will testify against Isaac because he's taking his cat haired covered butt to trial.
Okay.
Against my advice. I advise you, sir.
Wow.
A jury is going to take one look at this guy, Lena.
Oh,
and
it's going to be a
when
show.
Is lunch?
Well, yeah.
Are we getting Jimmy John's? Are we going to that Mexican place around the street? Like, where? What's for lunch? That's what they're going to do when they go and sit in there.
Yeah. They'll be like, Judge, we already made our decision. Can we just end this
right.
now?
They're going to be like, Bev. 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 We too are interested in when lunch is.
Sustained.
Oh my Lord. Sustained. I'm getting that tattooed across my face. What could his defense be? Like, I mean, is it going to be the same excuses he provided in his interrogation that each one of those messages meant something different, or that they weren't him at all and it was all her? Like that message where he told Kiara to go kill Grace, just do it. And
yeah.
He said it was the call of duty. I'm not sure when Isaac's new trial date is because the attorney asked the judge for more time. So they haven't said it.
Okay.
But
I mean, you could imagine how much time he's had to sit and think of what story he wants to tell.
I mean, wow. I just,
And he probably thinks he's got it in the bag.
The guy was 27 and he was acting like a 13-year-old. I mean, he was not all there. His elevator did not go to the top of the building. But Grace's aunt said that every picture of her is between 5 and 10 smiles around her. She said she was the laughter, she was the joy, the singing, the dancing.
No.
She was the friend, she was the sister, she was the daughter, the beloved niece, the cousin.
Ugh.
She was just a beautiful soul with a lot of hope. And Grace's mother and sister were left to suffer the financial cost of a funeral. She was cremated.
Oh.
And the ashes were given to her family. Apparently, Grace was close with her Aunt Kate and Uncle Brian and their 3 children, who were her cousins. But I don't know much more about her family and what she was up to. It just sounded like someone who was trying to get it together.
Yeah.
And figure it out.
Figure out life. Figure out what her next step was.
She was 21. Barely 21.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't figure it out till I turned 40. And now I've got it all figured out.
Right? Exactly.
It just woke up one day and I figured it all
out. That's when it hits different.
But it breaks my heart that Grace had all these ideas and no one to hold her hand and say, you can do any of those things if you want.
But be careful who your friends are.
Yeah. They lured her there. They lured her there under the impression that she could stay with them. They had a friend in her, or she had a friend in them. And it's just sick.
It is.
When the whole time they were planning to hurt her, hurt someone.
Yeah. They were, what's the word I'm looking for? They were festering on this plan, on this idea, and they were looking for a rush of adrenaline.
That's right. And not while sleeping.
Right.
And apparently Isaac had told Kiara that he had killed a bunch of people. Like, so she was trying to catch up with them. Like, she was trying to do her first one.
Okay, we need to look more into that.
It's weird because it was like a secret society he had coached her on. He had told her about this secret thing and up in the ranks, like, you're going to get points.
So I'd like to know if they can look at other cases around New Mexico and see.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I don't think he's that smart. I think he's just a liar.
Yeah.
Because he's stupid and he would have gotten caught.
That's a good point.
But you're right. They should cross-reference.
I mean, hey, do your due diligence. Yeah.
Just have a look because you never know. And that's the story of Grace Jennings.
Ugh.
I so wish I knew more about her. She's just such a beautiful girl.
Yeah. I love her name, Grace.
I know.
I love how you told us, you explained how she's got that edgy blue hair. I mean, that's to me, those people are that have that color of their hair, those wild colors, is they're creative.
They're so confident. Yeah. Too. They're like, I don't mind people looking at me.
Yeah.
Strangely. I've had a couple different hair colors in my day.
Yeah. Green, and you're creative. See? Purple. I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah. But now I don't like the attention.
No
so
way.
I'm like,
don't look at me.
No, don't look at me. It was funny because when we went to Disney, I dressed up as Daisy Duck and Dusty so was Minnie. And we got stopped by tons of people. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to change.
I didn't think this through.
I was like, I don't want to be stopped by people. This is weird.
Can we take a picture?
No, luckily nobody asked for a photo. But Grace, rest in peace.
Yes.
I hope you did find your peace. It's just so sad.
It is very sad.
It's so sad. Just a couple of nitwits.
Yeah. It's a lesson to, I hate to say we can learn from this, but we can learn from this. Mm-hmm. It's a lesson to know who your friends are and be careful who your friends are.
Yeah.
Well, Thank you for telling us about Grace.
Yeah.
Yes, rest in peace. That was not great.
Mm.
Let's do it again sometime.
Let's do it. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.